share with you in a moment. This segment brought to you in part by our friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza, where I will be spending a portion of my weekend as I did last weekend. It was quite exciting and quite entertaining. Barbecue wings, hot wings, pigskin. I got to be honest. I'm going to tell you, I've sold out. I've been eating more of their barbecue wings lately. They're so good.
I could eat easily 50 wings.
You know what?
You look hungry right now.
I think we should go with the Tommy Smith philosophy and just say, hey, if anybody wants to bring us food today.
Yeah.
Anybody from Jim's Razorback Pizza.
Anybody on Earth wants to bring us... Anybody in another dimension that wants to bring us food along with Christopher Nolan's explanation of what in the world happens in Interstellar, I'll take it right now.
Use a wormhole.
Tommy said one time a few months ago, he said, man, some ice cream would be good. Like an hour later, there were 7 tubs of ice cream up here.
They moved Yarnell's to our parking lot.
I couldn't believe it.
The entire factory.
You know, back in the 70s, he used to get cocaine delivered like that. Now it's ice cream. My, how the times have changed. Love you, Tommy.
Wow. Ledgy even for you on a Friday. Anyway, can I get back to talking about Jim's
Razorback Pizza? Oh, yeah, Jim's Razorback Pizza.
I still have a little bit of Spanish pie left in my refrigerator. The only question is, what shall I eat with it? Shall I have a salad? It's kind of like got a salad on top of it already. It's so delicious. Anyway, black olives and lettuce and tomatoes, so good.
Their salad bar is really good, but the last time I went, they gave me a bowl that was too small. I'm going to demand a bigger bowl next time.
You got to go you went one trip. You got to go for the whole meal. It's worth it. It's worth the extra couple bucks, and then you can go back as
That's
much
what
as
I'm
going
to do. The pizza was interstellar. I mean, their pizza's...
Out of this world, you mean?
Yes. They have great crust. Yeah, and not everybody can make a crust. There's a lot of people trying to make pizza that know nothing about crust, but Jim's Razorback... They know crust.
3 locations, one by the Pigskin, Morgan Mile, one by me, Highway 10.
I might go there for dinner tonight.
There's one in Hot Springs as well, which is sometimes by me, depending on if I'm in Hot Springs or not. Yeah, the good thing is you can eat healthy and watch games in there, too.
Okay. You can.
Let me see here. I got something from Pat Bradley.
Bum, 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 bum. No, I don't. And the only reason that...
Qualified.
...bring this up is because...
Jameis Winston's a terrible scumbag?
No. I mean, TMZ has this story.
He's a cheating, raping loser? What?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But the only reason...
I should change that. He's actually a cheating, raping winner is what he is. Yes. Cheating, stealing, raping winner is what he
only
is.
Only in second half, apparently, from this story. Which is on Fox Sports.
Which legitimizes
the coverage.
That old raggy place. Okay.
So, if you got a problem with it, blame them. A gambling website, this is according to Fox Sports, Outkick the coverage. Your boy, Clay Travis,
yeah,
and on TMZ, just for that. A gambling website has alleged that Jameis Winston shaved points in the first half of the Louisville game. And it all goes back to a former high school teammate who bet $5,500 to win $5,000 on the first half line of Louisville plus one. Florida State, obviously he played horrible in the first half, and they were down 21-7. And apparently, there is a website, gambling website, that claims that he and his former high school teammate had shared an account, a gambling account. Now, $5,000, I can imagine if his buddy is down $5,000, needs to win bad. I'm sure Jameis Winston can help him come up with that money, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, he's going to sign a couple autographs.
But would I put it past Jameis Winston to do something like this? That's tough for me to go there.
As dumb and irresponsible as this moron is, even I cannot wrap my mind around the thought of thinking you are so good that you can throw a few picks in the first half and get down by 3 touchdowns and come back with a victory.
Although, I played with a kid over in France named Stephen Smith.
But Pat, you're talking about a national championship at risk here. Would you really risk all of that?
Here's how it goes down. I played with a kid, Stephen Smith, who point shaved for Arizona State about
great
mid-90s,
I remember
late
the guy.
90s.
Point shaved on regular season games, it wouldn't cost them
that
necessarily.
That was when Frieder was coaching.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys saw recently playing for the Mob, the 30 for 30 ESPN did.
Right.
Henry Hill went into Boston College, and everybody claims they didn't know anything. But these guys get to the point where they really believe, hey, I can win, we're going to... All Louisville has to be up is 1 point at the half? Yeah, I can guarantee we're going to come back and I can put points up. I mean, that's just the way they think. I mean,
right.
That's what he said. He thought, yeah, we can keep it close. We're going to win. We just need to win by how much? Oh, no problem at all. It's hard for me to imagine Jameis Winston would do that. It is, although...
What's the gambling website?
The gambling website, IBN Sports Wrap, is the website that has the story.
There are a lot of far-fetched things that have been claimed about Jameis Winston. Some of this turned out to be true, like the crab leg theft. However, I will say this.
Right. If there was no video, wouldn't you say, oh, come on.
Yeah, anybody no way. Anybody dumb enough to shoplift crab legs is probably dumb enough to do other things.
I just don't. That is such a leap for me. In basketball, yeah, you have so much more control over.
He is the quarterback.
The flow
now
of the game, the
force
outcome of the game.
Force a bad shot. Yeah.
Yeah, I just.
Justin, that, he threw some passes in the first half at Louisville game.
He looked horrible. Like, he did look horrible.
And then he threw.
They looked great in the second half.
He looked great in the second half.
I think
half.
Petrino was shaving points in the second half by letting him come back. Just a thought.
I'm sorry.
I don't ever want to think an athlete would do that. That's just my mentality.
Oh, I know. I think athletes would do it. I put nothing past anyone. Hey, my point is, I would love to bash Jameis Winston every opportunity I get. I just cannot possibly think that's even real.
I know he's dumb enough, and I know he's selfish enough because he's already made very selfish decisions. Yeah.
You really think he would risk a national championship over this?
I think, yeah, considering he... In the offseason,
for $5,000?
After winning the Heisman.
$50,000 maybe. $5,000?
But after winning the Heisman, after winning a national championship, he walks into a grocery store and steals crab legs. So
that's incredible.
I mean, that's a different kind of mentality. That's a I'm above the law.
Entitled.
And I can take what I want.
Yeah, but you know what point shaving mentality is? I'm above the law.
No.
I can come back and
I'm
do whatever
I want. I'm above
the
competition, and I can
I'm above everybody.
Rig the score.
Right.
Any
if you told
I
me
want.
This happened in, like, who's the worst team in the ACC?
Wake Forest.
Okay. If you told me they did
played
it in Wake,
last night.
Yeah, and you know what it looked
they
like?
Always beat Clemson.
They looked they
Clemson,
pretty good.
They didn't almost beat them. Clemson played horrible.
The
Clemson,
first half was tied.
Clemson might have been shaving points against Wake Forest. If you told me that, I'd believe it. Now, if he was trying to shave points at a game that he knew he could lead them back and score, you know, seven touchdowns in the game, fine. But not against Louisville on the road on a Thursday.
First half.
I know, but Pat, it's not like it's so easy. That it's like,
if there's one position,
you were playing the number one defense in America.
If there's one position,
I agree with that.
And there's one guy,
balls in his hand on every play,
and it's Jameis Winston. But there's a few guys in the
I'd
country.
I'd get to the center because the center quarterback exchange is easily. Right? Mariota, like, oh, sorry, bro, bad snap.
He has his hands on the ball quite often. Prescott has his hands on the ball quite often. Jameis Winston, the relationship he probably went to it. Hey, bro. I can check out of anything. I can audible whatever I want. Put a million on the game, buddy.
But he can't guarantee you that he will score against the nation's number one defense at will. If it was Wake Forest, I would believe it.
Oh, yeah, but you can't. I mean, anybody who is going to shave points can't guarantee anything.
No, but you believe that.
Stupid.
He's not dumb enough to go look at Louisville's defense, the number one defense in the country going into that game, and go, yeah, if I need to score 35 in the second half, no big deal.
I do think he is dumb enough.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I think he's smart enough to know that he actually did
it. You are putting me in the unenviable position and the unpleasant position of defending Jameis Winston, and I don't like it.
Here's what I know. Do you want to know what I know today? Here's what I know. Number one, he won the bet.
Okay.
For his buddy. Fact. And number two, they won the game.
Fact.
So he actually
and number
outsmarted
three,
us all.
He has a long history of being cocky and stupid.
He outsmarted us all once again,
there
buddy.
Is a lot
it's Jameis' world.
There's a lot of evidence here that makes it believable. However, I can't get there.
I'm fine. Listen, I think it's far-fetched because only it's $5,000. If they said 50,
Pat once told me that Rick Pitino made his strength and conditioning coach marry his mistress to cover it up,
yes!
And it turned out to be true.
Now that's an assistant coach.
So I don't know.
Talk about taking
possible.
One for the team. For you, yeah, buddy. You got to love that, man.
Thank
I'd
you.
Marry somebody for one of you guys if you had to.
You know what? And if I need you to, I will. You know what? I'll tell the guy to take it easy on you too. I hope it works out. Russ.
Yes.
What's up?
Jameis Winston. He
yes.
is definitely dumb enough.
Okay.
To do that.
And unfortunately, he's good enough.
I sat and watched that game, and two of those picks at least, I'm sitting there thinking, what's he doing?
Really?
Who's he throwing that to?
Okay.
Now, this never entered my mind about gambling and point shaving. That didn't enter my mind. But I'm thinking, really? Who's he throwing that to? And I definitely think he's dumb enough. He's beyond dumb enough. He's proven that.
Okay.
And $5,000. He's won everything. He's won the Heisman. He's won a national championship. I mean, at this point, what has he got to lose? Certainly not his reputation.
Well, you know what, then, Russ, if this is true, and I'll grant you, just for the sake of argument, I'll grant you that it's true, okay? The dumbest thing he did in the whole thing is only betting $5,000.
That
is the
true.
Of all
true.
The things he's
and
done.
I didn't mean to convict him and say it's definitely true.
No, but you're an anonymous caller. You get to convict people on the radio. We can't. You
don't. Guilty.
Okay, there you go.
That's the same thing that goes back to poor Gurley.
Well, he admitted it.
Oh, I know, but he only did it for $5,000. Gurley.
Three grand.
Yeah. Gurley. Do it for like 10.
Well, but the problem is they have a sliding scale on punishment. So if you do it for X amount, you get this many games. If you do it for this much more, you get an additional X games. If he would have done it for 20 or 30 or 40 grand, he would have never played college football again.
That's fine. You want to know why?
Good point.
Because he'd be training for the NFL right now.
No argument. In fact, Gurley blew it.
Yeah, he did.
What's up, Bill?
Not much. How are you guys doing today?
Fine. Nobody's accusing me of point shaving. This show sucks on purpose.
But how does Tim winning another national championship benefit him? In no way. He knows he's not winning another Heisman.
Right.
He's not making any money off another national championship. I have absolutely no trouble at all believing this.
There is nothing personally beneficial, I guess, other than pride.
It's not going to hurt his draft stock.
Yeah, then pride. I mean, if you have no pride, I guess it's fine.
I just honestly think that he is so cocky and believes that he can overcome anything that he honestly didn't even cross his mind they were going to lose the game.
Wow, that's crazy.
I just think, I mean, it's one thing if
five
like...
$5 is probably what the last broad he needed to pay off needed.
It's completely different than like if you're Usain Bolt and you like stumble out of the gate and run poorly in a prelim thinking, okay, cool, now people load up on my opponent, maybe I'm having a bad day, maybe I'm injured, you could fake you had a bad ankle, whatever, the odds shift. Then you go out and blow their doors off in the final. That's one thing. This is a college football game. There are so many variables, which we talk about all the time, normally in defense of Brandon Allen. You cannot predict so much of what happens on a college football field or a professional football field, for that matter, or a high school football field, for that matter.
Listen,
there's so many variables. I cannot believe...
Here's the thing.
He'd have to be not only stupid, but the craziest man alive.
If I'm the backup outside line, or if I'm on the punt return team, I'm probably saying to my buddy, hey, man, I don't really have that much to do with the outcome of the game, okay? You might want to go on me, but point shaving. He goes, I can maybe screw up a block.
But if Jameis played both ways, well, no, but punt returner could go, hey, I fumble, bumble, stumbled one. Sorry.
No, he is on the punt coverage team.
Well, he could get a personal foul. I don't know. You're right. I mean, I don't argue
but
that.
There's one guy in America who could have an effect on the first half outcome of a game.
True.
Jameis.
I agree. Dave.
Famous Jameis.
If his goal was to keep it close, he went way overboard. Dave.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. Think about this. Compare his incompletions and completions in the first half as compared with the second half.
Give me that.
Okay.
And what about this? What better way to cover up what you're doing, because you're not going to draw as much attention to you winning 5,000 if you win 50,000?
Oh, it's all part of a bigger ruse.
Well, didn't work out very well because there's a lot of attention on him for the 5 G's right now, my friend.
Should have went for the 50.
All right, Matt says, Jameis is innocent, just ask Jimbo. You know what? I can't argue with that. Dave,
no question.
Other Dave.
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
Good, what's up?
6-10, one thing on the Thursday night games for high school, sometimes those guys will schedule games on that way so they can go scout their opponents if they kind of get close in the playoffs.
I never thought of that. That's a pretty good idea.
Well, there are...
I go scout on... Sheridan does that notoriously.
Well, there have always been Thursday games late in the season like this. It happens every year. Yeah.
But, hey, on Jameis... Guys, you got a Pete Rose deal here. If he bet on his team and he shares an account with his buddy, guilty is charged almost. You just can't do that, I don't think.
You can't even bet on the NBA if you're a...
Exactly. So I'm a Pete Rose fan. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and I hope he's there one day. But you bet on your team and you share an account with your buddy, you're guilty as charged, I think, no matter if it's point shaving or not.
Dave, are you an attorney?
I'm out. Bye. No,
he's out.
But I agree with Dave. It makes sense. He's in big trouble.
Right, you want stats? I'll get you stats after the break.
Oh, I'll
tell you a story how I was once accused.
Ooh. See, I believe you could shave points. A guy who averaged 46 points a game. Hey, sorry, coach. I had an off night.
That was in the 8th grade, though.
Whatever. You told me people were gambling on your 8th grade games in Everett, Massachusetts, where there's nothing else to do?
Hey, I got that little skinny kid with the funny-looking hairdo.